Leading our news this morning, investigators hope to begin the grim task today of retrieving bodies left behind in the MH17 crash site. A team from Australia and the Netherlands has finally been given full access to the area after five frustrating days. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the security situation is being constantly monitored.
It's an exceedingly dangerous mission, but we are determined not to take unacceptable risks. We are negotiating every step of the way with the Ukrainian government and with the separatists.
Julie Bishop speaking there. The United States has added its voice to the international condemnation of Israel's shelling of a school in Gaza, saying it was totally unacceptable. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay has accused Israel of deliberately defying international law in its military offensive in Gaza. The father of jailed Australian journalist Peter Grester says the imprisonment of his son in Egypt is a grave injustice. Juris Grester and his wife Lois have spoken to the media in the Kenyan capital Nairobi on their way home from Egypt. Mr. Grester says he passionately believes his son is innocent. The use of signatures for credit and debit card verification is being phased out from today. The move to the use of chip and PIN number verification is designed to reduce credit card fraud. Similar changes in the UK, Canada and European countries have significantly reduced losses from fraud.